Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Extending the Network to the Mobile Workforce. In this podcast, we're going to count down the top five tips that mobility professionals need to know when the time comes to extend existing applications to mobile devices to improve worker productivity. Ready to share his expertise on mobility with us is Jack Gold. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Jack.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be with you.
It's great to have you here. Okay. We're going to count down some best practices from number 5 to number 1. So let's get started. Number 5. How important is it for a company to have a strategic plan for mobile and wireless before implementing any mobile projects?
You know, Kate, it's very interesting. We talk to a lot of companies out there, and it's actually amazing to me how few of them do have a strategic plan for wireless. Most companies dealing with wireless and mobile solutions do it in an ad hoc fashion. That is, a group or a few people in the organization want something done, decide that mobile is the way to go, and then IT may or may not, for that matter, in some cases may not even be involved. This is really not a very good way to run a company. We believe that companies should foster a long-term strategic view of mobility. Mobility is critical to the organization. It really is an imperative going forward for most companies. And to work in an ad hoc fashion just doesn't make a lot of sense for a couple of different reasons. Number one is, if you don't have a strategic plan for mobility, how do you know where you want to get to down the road? Number two is, if you don't know where you're getting to down the road and you pick a technology today, how do you know that that technology is going to be a viable technology for the company long term? Number three is, how do you leverage infrastructure most effectively for a wireless and mobile world? If you don't provide a strategic vision of where you need to get to, and that includes, by the way, very importantly, understanding the long-term goals of the entire organization, the entire business, then it's very, very difficult for an organization to pick the best strategic objectives. So in talking to a lot of companies, as I mentioned earlier, we find very few of them. In fact, fewer than 25% of companies we talk to have a mobile strategic plan. And we think that's a mistake. Companies should be putting a mobile strategic plan in place now before they undertake lots of different projects that could get orphaned, that could be on a variety of different platforms, and that may not be able to either be maintained or extended to various work groups. So the bottom line to this question is that companies should be putting a strategic plan in place, doing it now rather than waiting long term. And there are a variety of ways to do this. We've worked with a lot of companies on strategic planning processes, but basically, put together a strategic plan before you start deploying many different orphaned or ad hoc mobile strategies.
Sounds good. It also sounds as if having that plan in place is maybe going to give companies more bang for their buck.
Indeed. There is no doubt that if you plan effectively and deploy to plan, you can leverage what you've done and various projects and various capabilities to other groups within the organization. The other groups can learn from the successes of groups and in fact, in some cases, mistakes of other groups and not make those same mistakes twice. So getting the best bang for the buck, as you say, and getting a better ROI is clearly a goal of most organizations, and a long-term strategy can put that in place.
Moving on to the next one, number 4. What are the primary areas companies must consider in providing a successful mobile solution to their workforce?
Well, the number one area that companies don't or often don't do a very good job of, I certainly wouldn't include all companies in this regard, but many companies don't fully understand the needs of the end user for that mobile deployment. As an example, there are a number of workers, field workers, who today still do things in a very manual process. That is, I'm delivering something to a retailer, and I need that retailer to sign a piece of paper saying that I've actually delivered that product to them. That's a very tedious process. That paper then gets brought back to the organization. Hopefully it doesn't get lost in transit. It then gets keyed back into the company back-end systems, whatever that may be. The inventory gets updated, the customer gets billed, the delivery person gets credit, et cetera, et cetera. Very old-fashioned tool. We've seen companies that have gone and automated that, given the users in the field an automated way of doing that via PDA or a tablet or laptop computer or some special purpose device. And in theory, that sounds great. It saves companies a lot of time. You can get instant updates if it's wireless. You can do billing much more quickly. You can keep track of inventory. You know that the delivery person has put the thing in place. But the problem we run into, or we often see that companies run into, is that they put a technology in place that actually makes it more difficult for the end user than what they were doing before. The screens are difficult to navigate. There are too many screens. It's confusing. And so the number one issue, if you're that end user in the field and those screens are difficult, confusing, and it's harder to use this than the old way, you're not going to be very happy. You're going to be very frustrated, and you're probably going to find a way to work around it. So companies need to be very cognizant of what they give their workers. If you're going to give workers mobile technology, make sure that mobile technology actually makes their job more effective, more efficient. If you're not increasing the efficiency of the worker by 10, 15, 20%, and that's not an uncommon number, 15 to 20, 25% is fairly common. We've seen even greater numbers. Then why are you deploying it to begin with? Make sure you understand what the worker needs if you're going to provide a mobile solution to that worker in order for that mobile solution to be most successful. That's the number one criteria. The second criteria as a subset of that is don't make it so complex that the worker can't figure it out or that you can't support that worker in the field using that solution. It doesn't do any good if that solution breaks every 4 hours or that end user in the field, that field worker has to call the help desk twice a day because something broke. Number three, and finally, and I'll drop it here. Of course, there could be many more things as well. But make sure that anything you give that end user, that field worker, is available to that end worker on a continuous basis. And what I mean by that is don't assume that this thing can fail. It's going to be a mission-critical application, and therefore you don't want the thing breaking often, in fact, breaking at all if you can help it. And that's an area that we find many companies don't do an adequate job in either, and they deploy applications that sometimes go down for hours or even days.
So it sounds like simplicity is the key.
Yes.
And number three. What is the best way for enterprises to achieve a positive ROI?
You know, most companies don't do things just for the heck of it. They do things because they want to improve their business practices. They want to build out better business. They want to make their workers more efficient. They want to utilize their resources more effectively. And that certainly should be the goal in mobility as well. One of the things that companies need to think about is, what is the end game? I'm deploying mobility, but at the end of the day, what is it that I'm trying to achieve? Mobility should be a tool, should not be the end point. Are you trying to make your drivers more effective? Are you trying to get your inventory turns down? Are you trying to get your workers in the field to call on more customers or have more information about orders when they do call on their customers? Or perhaps need fewer trucks or fewer dispatchers or solve trouble tickets more quickly. The best thing you can do, and this goes back to our first point, which was have a strategic plan. The best thing you can do is to understand your business and understand your business needs. From that, you can then plan what you need to provide the end user, that worker in the field, that mobile worker, to make them more productive, make them more effective. And from that, you can understand how that's going to affect the overall business of the company and how it's going to achieve an ROI. The final point I would make around ROI, and this is an important point because many companies don't do this well. often companies will put together a plan of some sort, be it a strategic plan or be it a tactical plan to deploy mobility. They'll come up with a number of 15, 20, 25%, whatever the number is, of improved ROI for the mobile worker. But they'll never follow up and measure that. One of the key issues around achieving a positive ROI and maintaining a positive ROI is that once the application is actually in the field and deployed, you need to measure that application's effectiveness for a couple of reasons. One, you need to know whether you've actually met the end goals that the end users need to be more productive. And two, you also want to measure the ability to perhaps enhance that application or maintain that application better or provide better customer support, the customers in this case being the mobile worker, to make them more productive in the field. So the bottom line around ROI for most companies is take a broader view of ROI and make sure that when you put an ROI goal in place, that you actually achieve it and it's measurable.
And moving on to number two, are there organizational things that a company can do to increase the likelihood of success?
There absolutely are organizational things that a company should do to increase the likelihood of success, and many companies don't. It's all too often that we see companies deploying mobile applications from a technology perspective. That is to say that IT, and I'm certainly not trying to beat up on IT here, but IT will go out, find a technology, and say, boy, this is a great technology. It can really help us. And they will then go decide to implement that across the organization. The problem is that IT views that technology or that capability from their point of view. But the line of business may have a different point of view. HR and legal may have even a different point of view. Network folks or security folks may have yet a different view of the world. And so the best thing a company can do to increase the likelihood of success is put together an organization that is geared towards making that environment, that mobile environment that they're going to deploy, successful. The best way to do that is to build a center of excellence, a mobile center of excellence or a wireless center of excellence, call it what you will. And the goal of the center of excellence is not to go out and hire 30 people and have a whole new group. No, the center of excellence really is a virtual group. It pulls from the line of business, it pulls from IT, it pulls from security, HR, legal, marketing, sales, support, help desk. And what you want that organization to do, that COE, is to put together a strategic plan that is approved by all of the various groups so that when the applications, the mobile applications, are actually deployed, built and deployed, they're built with a consensus. All of the groups have a stake in making this successful. All of the groups have bought off on the concept. All of the groups want to make this a viable, good application environment. And in fact, also will probably spread those applications to other groups within the organization that could use similar applications. So putting together an organization geared towards mobility and mobility success with input from a variety of different groups is key to making this successful.
And for our final tip today, what are some best practices to achieving mobile solution success?
So we touched on some issues around best practices. I would add a couple of more best practices for organizations. Number one, and this is very important, don't overcomplicate the environment. Build a purpose-built environment for your mobile worker. Don't try to shrink a full Windows environment down to a handheld. It won't work very well. So complexity, making it non-complex, is key. Number two, again, understand the goal of the project. Don't deploy project creep. Make sure that you're focused. Look at this as a tool, not an entire toolbox, and build the tool appropriate for the end user. Number three, stay flexible. Make sure that because mobility is such a changing target, it is certainly not a mature technology. Things, new devices, new technologies are coming online all the time and will be for a number of years. This is not a mature market as, say, perhaps a database market would be. That you need to be flexible enough and build out a technology solution that is flexible enough to go with the flow, so to speak. If your business moves in a different direction, you want to be able to change that mobile solution accordingly. If workers decide that, or you decide that workers need to go in a different direction, you're able to also modify that solution to help them achieve that goal. All of that becomes key if you're going to be able to provide an effective mobile solution. And finally, the last one from a best practice perspective is understand, because this is a moving target, understand that you're going to have to support this technology adequately. Now, support in this case is certainly has to do with help desk. It has to do with people understanding the application at the help desk. And in fact, one of the problems that most companies have is that when they deploy mobile applications, they don't educate the help desk around the mobility aspect of that application, and therefore you have experts, supposedly experts, at the help desk to help people in the field not even understanding the application. So educate those folks as well. But another part of this support issue is making sure that you pick applications and vendors of those applications that are in it for the long haul. Don't go with a single point of technology vendors that may offer a good solution, but probably won't be able to solve many problems for you longer term. You may want to add them on to existing architectures and infrastructures, but that's probably not the primary area. That's not the strategic choice that you want to make. And so be very cognizant of the fact that you are going to be in mobility for the long haul, and to be successful long term means that you're going to have to provide support and applications for the end user community for many years.
Great. I'm definitely learning a lot about preparing for mobility today, Jack.
Well, that's terrific.
Let's go ahead and give our listeners one last run through before we close.
Okay. Well, so we talked about a number of different issues in brief today, Kate, because, of course, we didn't have a lot of time to go through everything in depth. But from a takeaway perspective, here's what I'd like the listeners to understand from our previous points. First is you need to have a strategic plan if you're going to provide mobility in an effective manner for the organization. Secondly, companies should provide a way of understanding which areas the organization should be deploying mobility in first and foremost, and what they should be doing later on to leverage that environment. Thirdly, companies need to think about ROI. ROI for the long term, not just what it costs to deploy and perhaps whether or not you're increasing your efficiency, but what that ROI, measuring that ROI and what that ROI looks like longer term, including things like support and flexibility and the ability to update that environment as your business processes change. Fourth, companies need to organize themselves to be successful in mobility. That means that hopefully at least you will be able to bring all of the various groups who have a stake in mobility into a discussion of what that mobility solution should be, should look like. Trying to do it from a single point of understanding in the organization is going to be very difficult and probably won't be as successful as it could have been otherwise. And finally, understand some of the best practices required to build mobility into your organization. Don't overcomplicate. Give people tools that are needed for them to do their jobs effectively without trying to put too much stuff on top of that tool. Understand that you have to be flexible. You have to support those users. You have to provide input to various groups within the organization as to what is practical and not practical. And finally, look at long-term goals as you deploy mobile applications. What's leverageable across the entire organization? What should be part of the infrastructure? What should be part of the point solution environment?
Great. Jack, thank you so much for joining us today to share your know-how.
Thank you. It was great being here.
And thanks to all of you out on the internet for joining us today. I'm Kate Dostart, and don't forget, mobility keeps you moving forward.